Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. In fact, you can create the content of the site. You submit what you'd like to our website, and then others vote it up or vote it down, and then depending on, you know, if we're interested in it, we might just talk about it on the air. Of course, best way to get your content, your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
You'll get it on then.
You certainly will, and also, we every now and then will have special guests on the program who are pretty outstanding. And because it was not a guest-based show generally, although last week I had a bunch of them on, just because I was on a little guest kick.
But usually it's newsmakers, not experts, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Or people that I just think are really interesting and, you know, achievers, that kind of thing. With you, by the way, in the studio this evening, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to bring our first, our guest for the first portion of the program here tonight, Ben Swan. It's a name that I came across, I think, during the 2012 Ron Paul campaign as somebody who just seemingly, at least to me, appeared on the scene and instantly had really persuasive video-based
vignettes, and they were great to watch. But you know, if we're giving accolades here, I'd love to say Ben managed to get, I believe, during the Iowa primary or something like that, he managed to get a sit-down with Barack Obama. And here you have this normal anchor-looking guy from, Midland market, and he's just hitting Obama between the eyes with questions that he never expected coming. Mm. It was epic.
Wow.
Absolutely epic.
Okay, so Ben Swan is with us, and we've got him via Skype. Good evening.
Hey, how are you guys?
Ben, it's great to have you here. I screwed up my dates. I thought you were going to come to New Hampshire on the 16th. Turns out you're actually coming to New Hampshire on the 26th.
26th, so yes.
I definitely want to talk about why you're coming to New Hampshire here in a little bit. But let's talk a little bit more about, you know, where did you come from? I mean, you do have that classic anchor look. You have that cut to you. And you know what I mean, right? I mean, there's that classic look.
Yeah, there is. No, I'm actually from West Texas. Didn't get into, you know, the business really out of anything other than a necessity for a job. I started out as a news photographer and then worked my way up, you know, over the years. But yeah, I think when most people see me, they would say, hey, that's a newsman, as you might call them.
Right.
And that's, you know, intentional, obviously. There's a certain look that news managers and consultants and all these different people want you to have.
Right. You don't let your hair go more than a month. I mean, you got to get a haircut every month.
Well, I was getting a cut every 2 weeks. Now, I haven't been at the station now for 6 weeks, and I haven't cut it since I left, so I'm working on it.
So, you started in West Texas. What got you into TV?
Like I said, it was just a need for a job. I started out as a news photographer. I had three brothers who were news photographers, and one of them said, hey, why don't you come try this? And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. That sucks. That's a terrible job.
And did you grow up with photography?
No, actually, really wasn't exposed to it at all. But like I said, I had these brothers who all started in the business. Actually, two of them started out as racetrack photographers. And then one of them moved over to a local TV station, and they always kind of followed suit. And I didn't want to be number four in line doing this, but, you know, why not? And then when I started doing it, I really liked it. I like shooting. I like editing. I like the storytelling that goes with it. Really enjoy that part of the process.
And when was this, by the way? How old are you?
I am 35 tomorrow.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
And so you got into the business. Was it a relatively small market where you started?
It's considered a small market. It's at market 99. Mm-hmm. Now, it plays a little bit bigger than what the DMA is. So the DMA tells you how many people are watching. But El Paso, which is where I'm from, actually sits on the U.S.-Mexico border. And so there are 3 million people on the other side of the river. Mm-hmm. From El Paso, who don't count in your DMA, and yet it's the largest border metroplex in the world of its kind.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a significant number of people, and so you actually cover news much more like a much larger market.
Makes
than
sense.
People give it credit for. Yeah.
So is that where you kind of, you know, made it from camera person into doing in front of the camera kind of stuff?
Yes, that's right. I made my transition there. It's kind of a hard thing to do. You know, when you start out as a photographer, you pretty much stay a photographer. And if you start out as a reporter, you go to journalism school or broadcasting school, which is what most of it is now. And I kind of have an issue with that because, you know, you're not really training people to be journalists anymore. You're training them how to be broadcasters, mm-hmm. meaning how to read teleprompters and how to shoot their own video. And so, you know, if you don't have the pedigree, though, of journalists, when I started the station I started at, you could not get a job there unless you had 5 years' experience. And I didn't have any.
How'd you pull it off?
I just outworked everybody. You know, you work really hard, and then when you get an opportunity, as small as it may be, you go in and you do it. So,
yeah,
and you, one thing I found was if you will outwork everybody else around you, eventually you'll get a shot. Now, you may not get a shot to make as much as they do. I never did. You may not get a shot to get a cush deal. I never did. But you have to make something of it, and so that's what I spent my time doing.
So, this is... Well, you'll hear in the news business amongst liberty-oriented people, I don't even have a good word for those folks, is that they complain that if they talk about liberty stuff, they get trouble, that they can't push their agenda too hard. Now, your reports are doing exactly that. I mean, you do the classic asking questions to the audience kind of feel to it. Well, you know, if this is true, but then you sort of present some facts and you walk people right down the path of liberty on many of your little features, vignettes, I'm not sure what to call them. And
where can people see those, by the way? Is it BenSwan2ends.com?
Well, you can see some newer stuff we're doing there. The stuff you guys are talking about, which was called Reality Check. You can actually, if you go to YouTube and type in Vince Juan Reality Check, they're all over YouTube.
Okay,
they sure are.
Okay.
Yeah, you can check them out there.
My question is, how did you do it? I mean, I've seen people lose their jobs over this crap.
Yeah, and people do lose their jobs over it. And I'll tell you, you know, I have been incredibly blessed because I have been able to, you know, talk about these issues. And that doesn't mean it was easy. I mean, it was a fight from the beginning until the day that I left the station. And that's not because, even because they were like, we hate liberty and we want to oppress people. A lot of it was just, it's outside of their groupthink.
Yeah, sure. Outside the mainstream.
And so when you start, and when you say to people, for instance, you know, when we talked during the 2012 election, you guys probably first saw my stuff talking about delegates.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about the delegate race and you're talking about Ron Paul is not getting time here, but he's got all these delegates, and these delegates are having their credentials taken away, and the rules are being changed at all these different state conventions. I mean, my boss's heads were exploding because they're like,
sure,
no one cares about this stuff. What are you talking about? And if it were true, why is no one else saying it? Like there's this suspicion I'm lying because NBC and ABC and Fox aren't talking about it. So
well, yeah, it's a monkey see,
story.
Monkey do business, right?
It is really that.
If they're not doing it at the top levels, then we shouldn't be doing it in El Paso.
That's exactly. And this stuff was all being done in Ohio. This particular stuff was
I
done
see.
In Ohio.
And now, like I said, you have that classic look of a newsman. And there would always be at these reality checks, there'd be this gal, and she's blonde, and she has that classic newswoman look. And I would always be looking at her face, trying to read what she's thinking. Because, you know, I know where you're coming from. I get the feeling you've had. You're trying to present these ideas. Look at this injustice. You know, and you see Americans' liberties slipping away and all that stuff. I just wonder, like, I cannot read her face to save my life.
You know, it's funny. She's become a very good friend. But in the beginning, I think she thought this stuff is nuts. What is you know,
not
she's
uncommon.
Doing her job because she's a professional.
Yeah,
but she's thinking, what in the hell is this guy talking about? I mean, the delegate stuff. On top of that, you know, when we talk about things like the Federal Reserve Bank and petrodollars, she's like, what? And it's funny because I did a piece a year ago. And I was the first reporter, TV reporter in the country to talk about this. I had some guys who came to me and they were like, We're with these different tea parties, and we're being targeted by the IRS, and we need you to talk about it. It sounds like you guys are queuing up for a break.
You are good at this.
After the break,
Stan,
I will tell you the rest of that story.
You are a professional. Stand by. Ben Swan is with us, and he's sticking with us, so more with him in moments here. Maybe you've got a question for him. 855-450-FREE would be the toll-free number for you, and, of course, later on you'll be able to take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. More with Ben Swan from BenSwanWithTwoEnds.com. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, toll free at 855-453. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com and all the features we give away there. So enjoy them. Once again, freetalklive.com. And we've got streaming. So you got live streams there, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. They are available 24/7. You just go and enjoy at listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn about the over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM that carry the show at various times throughout the week. We've got satellite listening choices like XM Satellite Radio, also up on free-to-air across all of North and Central America. In addition to that, you can find our webcam and the listen line phone numbers that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Their YouTube channel, you can find that at schoolsucksproject.com, plus their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com.
I've been listening to a little School Sucks Project over the past couple of days. Yeah. What I've heard, I don't know that he's posted new stuff since I looked at it last. This was about a week ago. But what I've been listening to is a lot of Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brett Vinot was a guest on a lot of other shows, and he's got those posted up, and that's kind of what I was listening to. And it was just great. He was on a show, Youth and Skepticism. Those were a big part of the show, and he was talking philosophy, which I enjoy because I know so little about it that it's just it helps. I know it's an important. Something you should be thinking about from
some
time to time.
Smart guys on the School Sucks podcast, no doubt.
Yeah.
SchoolSucksProject.com. Let's bring Ben Swan back with us here. And Ben, you had teased us a moment ago. BenSwan.com, by the way, the website with two N's. And what were you going to tell us?
Yeah, I was just saying that a year ago, I had some guys who came to me with a tea party here in Ohio. And they said to me, you know, the IRS has been targeting us. They're coming after us. They're giving us like these ridiculous requests for information and wanting to know about who our spouses are and where they work and all this personal information. They've given us essentially 2 weeks to get them back all this information. We can't possibly do it. So the question that I was responding to was, you know, did my co-anchor think I was nuts? And when I released this story, I put it together with them and released it. And I had so much backlash from people in my newsroom who were like, you're out of your mind. I mean, these guys aren't being targeted. The IRS is not attacking them. And so it was like this kind of, you know, what's wrong with this guy? Mm-hmm. And then over time, I think their attitude started to change. And then, of course, you know, a year later, when the whole IRS thing broke, so many people said, wow, you talked about this a year ago. You knew about this. Well, yeah, but it wasn't because I was nuts. It was because you guys couldn't imagine actually accepting that a government agency would be doing this stuff. Mm. So I think over time, you know, you gain respect by being ideologically consistent and showing integrity in what you're doing, not trying to shock people, but just trying to find truth.
You know, I think that's true. Just throughout the years, friends have come to me that I've had disagreements with or whatever, you know, not terrible ones, but just disagreeing ideologically. And they come and, you know, this is beginning to make more and more sense. I remember we had a conversation 2 years ago or whatever, and if you can stay consistent, and that's the wonderful thing about the ideas of liberty, I already know the answer to your next question.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I think we're living in a time right now where stuff that over the past 10 years maybe has seemed far-fetched, or the past 20 or 30 years has seemed far-fetched, now all of a sudden it's like we really are beginning to find ourselves in a police state. There is no privacy. There is no belief that you have any real rights anymore. You know, everything belongs to the state and that the rights of the individual don't exist. And I think people are waking up to that and saying, okay, maybe there is something to these people who maybe before I thought they were alarmists, but now I see what they were sounding the alarm about.
Right. I can't imagine for a second when I was, coming up in school, maybe high school or that kind of thing, even that the American public would have tolerated for a moment that the United States might be 42nd on the list of press freedom in the world. They're a quarter of a way down the list. There are 25% of countries out there that have more press freedom than the United States. And I can't imagine Americans would have put up with that in 1983 or whatever. But now in 2013, no one even thinks about it.
It's par for the course.
Ben,
and I think
I
was just going to say, what's most shocking about that, it is the very first right granted under the Bill of Rights. Oh, I shouldn't say granted. That is acknowledged under the Bill of Rights. That's right. Because none of what we find in our Constitution or Bill of Rights is granted to us. Government doesn't grant them. It merely acknowledges rights that already exist.
Yeah, powers. Powers, Mark. Powers are enumerated. Mm-hmm. Your rights are virtually limitless.
That's a great point of clarification, and it's an important one to make, and it really shows that you know your stuff with the ideas of liberty and that you're not, you know, one of those constitutional guys out there kind of masquerading as though he understands liberty, but in reality just wants to foist his version of whatever coercive state he thinks is best upon everybody. How did you discover these ideas? What was your path?
You know, my path, I haven't been on this path near as long as a lot of people, and that's why in some ways I kind of feel like I'm in a strange spot here. Like, I suddenly am inheriting a lot of the really good work that other people have done. And so, you know, I take that with a lot of humility. But for me, I'm a recovering neocon. You know, I was like a big Bush supporter in 2000, 2004. And then 2008 came around, and I'm like, nah, I don't know about these guys anymore. You know, and most of my family are neocons, and they're telling me, no, it's okay. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what are these bailouts and these banks that are getting all this money from us? And, well, yeah, that's true. They acknowledge that's a problem, but it's better than the alternative. And I'm thinking, actually, right. it is the alternative.
That's all you've got left is it's better than the alternative. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's stunning. It's stunning that people still, you know, they'll defend their side when the only thing they're doing is defending it from, you know, well, the other side's worse.
So you were becoming disillusioned with the two-party system in 08. What happened then?
Well, I think for me, a lot of it, you know, I already had a lot of these ideals about as you were talking about, liberty, the fact that, you know, our founding document begins, we hold these truths to be self-evident. You know, that all men are created equal and the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But those, what we always seem to miss in that is the part that says self-evident, that we hold these truths to be self-evident. And I start reading this and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what the founders and framers were saying was not, hey guys, I have an idea, maybe all men are created equal. And they're like, yeah. And then, well, you know what, let's create this list of rights we all have so that we can try this experiment. Yeah. No, what they were saying is, it is so obvious that these rights belong to every person that they're self-evident. This document doesn't even have to be created in order to acknowledge those rights. We're going to put it, you know, into writing as the foundation of this country, but it is not the paper or the writing or the founders or framers who gave us those rights. They were already ours.
Stand by. More with Ben Swan here in moments. Ben Swan with two N's .com is his website. Also coming up, we got to talk about kind of laying the path. What was the framework for creating who Ben Swan is today? But where's he going next? We want to get to that too. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They are all available there. You get to create the content on the site. You download archives that go back for years. You can go all the way back to late 2006 and grab up as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. And, of course, that's all available at freetalklive.com. Each archive page has our SoundCloud player built right into it. You can play the audio right from our page, download it, or hit the share button and easily share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. So later on, I'll put on Ben's interview later tonight. If you really enjoyed that, you can share that via our SoundCloud page. You can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It takes you straight to our SoundCloud page. That's where you'll see all of the Free Talk Live content. If you just go to freetalklive.com, you're just going to see our full show archives at the top of the page. But if you go to the SoundCloud page, you'll get Edgington Post episodes. You'll get interviews that we'll do occasionally, plus the show episodes. Again, that's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Now, we've got Ben Swan on with us here. He is a newsman who appears to be striking out on his own. We haven't quite caught up to the current day. We're kind of laying the past as far as, you know, how did Ben Swan discover the ideas of liberty, get started in television. Those are the things we've been covering so far. His website is benswanwith2ns.com. And he's going to be coming up to New Hampshire in about 10 days on the 26th for an event that will be the Truth in Media I guess it's a launch event. He's going to be talking about what he's got planned. He'll be in Concord and making a major announcement about his future plans. He's asking you to join him if you're going to be in the New England area. Come on up to Concord and see him. Now, the Free State Project, of course, is the reason why the three of us are here together in the studio tonight. And that is the plot to move 20,000 liberty-oriented people to the same place. And those of us in the studio here are early movers. We signed up for the Free State Project, and we didn't want to wait until the Free State Project reached 20,000 signers. They now have over 14,000 of them. But we didn't want to wait until 20,000, which is kind of the standard agreement for the Free State Project. We moved early, and I'm so glad that we did, because we've been able to create an amazing network of activists that is doing just incredible things here. And many of those people, I'm sure, will be at your event, Ben Swan, to welcome you to New Hampshire. Have you come up here before?
I haven't. This is going to be my first time there. And, you know, we were talking about where to do this because the next day I'm going to be speaking in Maine at an event. Mm-hmm. And we decided the 26th is the last day of this Kickstarter project that we've launched. And we said, you know, where do we want to hold this event? And one of my guys who's in New Hampshire said, let's do it in New Hampshire. You know, come on up here and let's make this happen here. And thought, you know what, that's the perfect place to do it. The Free State Project is such an amazing concept. What a great idea. And so we decided, yeah, let's do it there. In fact, we announced today that the president of the Free State Project is going to be speaking at the event. Carla is going to be one of our guest speakers live at the event.
Awesome.
We're also going to be streaming this, by the way, live on Ustream so that people around the country can be watching it. So if you go to BenSwan.com, you click on the live events page, and you'll see it there on the right side a little bit down. It says July 26th live event. You can click there, and that's where you're going to be able to watch this event on the 26th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
FreeStateProject.org, by the way, is the website for the Free State Project, and invite our listeners. If you love liberty, there's nowhere else you'd rather be than besides others, you know, literally within close, in some cases, walking distance of a community of people who actually care about freedom and are willing to do something about it. So looking forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire, Ben. So let's get back to your story. You were telling us how you found the ideas of liberty. You were getting pretty disillusioned with the neocons. You were a neocon. 2008, you kind of realized that there really wasn't much choice between Democrats and Republicans. And pick up the story from there.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm working this job. I moved to Cincinnati and just kind of in this disillusioned state. Not really knowing where I am. You know, I call myself mostly an independent at the time and didn't really have, you know, a kind of would say libertarian in some ways, but didn't really know what that meant. And there's a libertarian party, but I'm not a part of that. And so just kind of had this kind of floating place. And then started covering the election, the primary, Republican primary. And for me, the awakening came when I had viewers who started challenging me because I did one story in November of 2010 called What's So Wrong with Ron Paul? And I didn't know anything about Ron Paul. I just was watching debates and was, you know, saying, why is it that this guy doesn't get any time to talk, you know?
Right. One of these debates, he got like 89 seconds and still
right.
won the poll. I think that was in 2008, though.
That was 2012.
Was it?
2012.
Okay.
And then funny thing about that is I'm the guy who counted the seconds.
Oh, I see.
So and Ron Paul even mentioned it recently. He was doing an interview, and he says somebody, like, counted it up and figured out it was 89 seconds. I'm like, that was me. And what I did was I was watching a debate, and I noticed Rick Santorum was talking a lot. And, you know, we're covering this stuff, and Ohio's such a big, you know, presidential state. So I'm looking at where these guys are polling. And at the time, Ron Paul's polling third to second somewhere in there, and Rick Santorum is polling dead last out of, like, 10 candidates. And Santorum gets 5.5 minutes. And then Paul gets 89 seconds, and only when they talk about 9/11. Only time that they go to him. You know, it's like, oh, so what do you think about 9/11? Whose fault was it?
Go ahead and say it, Paul.
And then stay on your corner of the stage. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. And so I watched it and said, this is kind of weird, you know. So I did this story. It was called What's So Wrong with Ron Paul? And basically saying, here's a guy who seems to have a lot of support out there somewhere because you see his name all over the Internet. And I didn't know anything about him. And so I did this story just kind of talking about who he was and the fact he wasn't getting fair coverage. And then everything just kind of blew up. All these people come out of nowhere and they're like, hey, I can't believe that you would say that on TV. And you should look at this and you should look at this and you should look at this. And so I was, you know, a lot of my education into the liberty movement came from viewers who were already in that movement who said, hey, this is what this thing is, and then I get into it, and I'm like, holy cow, I've come home. This is where I want to be, you know? Yeah. I'm awake now.
And it comes back to Ron Paul, and that's a terrible indictment against me and my philosophy, because I'm always running it. I'm always running at odds with Mark and Ian here. I'm a total non-voter. I think it's antisocial and counterproductive. But Ron Paul clearly is a political animal, and he's brought so many people to these questions and these ideas, and, you know,
I heard someone say the other day that, I don't know if it's true or not, but what they said was that ultimately that Ron Paul did not really believe he would ever be president, that he knew that wasn't going to happen, but that he saw that running for president was the best way to present to the nation these ideas that he couldn't get out there otherwise.
I totally agree.
I think that Ron Paul didn't even want to run. I think it's that people pushed him so hard that he felt a responsibility. I think we all do. To some extent, we all are itinerant street preachers for the ideas of liberty. I think that he was pushed by his cohorts and his beliefs.
Yeah, I think it's very possible, and it makes sense. Listen, he really did find himself this enormous platform from which to be able to share some of these ideals, and I say some because the media works so hard to keep him from being able to share anything, to talk about anything, and there is a powerful disdain for him among conservative media, mm-hmm. and I've seen it firsthand, and I've talked to people who are very, very high up in media who they despise him.
Of course. I mean, he's an iconoclast. He's destroying these old bad ideas, and he makes the conservatives look bad because they talk about freedom, but they don't actually implement kind of freedom. Lou Rockwell at the Mises Institute is constantly – his real familiar refrain of his is that Ron Paul has captured the youth. And that the young people all over the country are flocking to his ideas. Ben, what do you think about that?
Oh, that's without question, that's true. I mean, look at how the media ignored his visits to college campuses. And when you see these visits and you see these college students with signs that say "End the Fed,"
and the huge crowds of them too.
Yeah, absolutely, thousands of them.
And Newt Gingrich shows up someplace, and there's there's 13 geriatrics hanging out, and Ron Paul shows up, and there's 13,000 college students, and no coverage at all.
Yeah, and not all dudes either. Like, he's attracting ladies as well, which is something the Liberty Movement's been missing for a long time. More with Ben Swan coming up here in moments from BenSwan.com. Comments with two ends. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you are welcome to call in maybe with a question for Ben Swan. We might be able to sneak that in here before the end of the hour. And he is with us all the way through the end of this hour. He's got an exciting event coming up that we're going to talk with him more about here. BenSwan.com. Two N's on Swan is where you can go to get more of what he's doing. Also, of course, you can search him on YouTube and come up with some of his reality check videos, which is, at least to me, where he came across my radar during the 2012 Ron Paul campaign. We've been talking with him about how he came across the ideas of liberty, and, of course, Ron Paul was a pretty important factor in all that. And, Ben, you know, you've got a huge Facebook page here. I'm looking at, what, 77,000-plus likes.
Jeez.
That's not too shabby. It's more than 10 times what we've got. So
it's a pretty big page. In fact, it's bigger than a lot of network anchors. It's bigger than like Shepard Smith and a lot of those guys.
Yeah. So like when did Ben Swan as his own independent entity, media entity, start to really take off? What was there one particular reality check video that you noticed that really hit big, and then you just started seeing this avalanche of these Ron Paul fans coming in, and you know?
Well, it was that one I was telling you about. You know, just asking what's wrong with Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, as it started to grow, like all these people started coming around, right? And then saying, well, you should talk about this and you should talk about this. And so as I started to talk about these things that I had wanted to talk about anyways, but there was no way it was ever going to happen. There were so many people coming up on Facebook and like watching videos on our station website. The station like was like super excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You know, just do what you want to do, whatever you want.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you're talking about some stuff we don't really like anymore.
Yeah.
But by that time, there were so many people that were like listening and watching. And the thing about these liberty people is they're not timid. Right?
Indeed.
So, you know, when you, like, for instance, we went, you know, with this incredible growth, and we were growing so fast with so many people that the station at one point was running, you know, like 3 million web views a month for the entire station website. And we were driving most of that traffic
to
reality check. I mean, it was incredible. And so the station, I mean, they were like happy about it and glad this was happening. And so then when they would come with ideas, and at one point actually came and said, for instance, we want all these videos off YouTube. Because I was, I'm uploading them up to YouTube because other people were doing it too. And I'm like, well, I just want to make sure more people see this, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, of course, and that's how viral works. You put it up and then all of a sudden people see it. They know you're there. And actually, that was part of the reason because our on-air TV numbers went way, way up also over the last, 3 years. Because people in Cincinnati would say, I don't watch local news. Then I see this guy on YouTube. And then I'm like, oh, hey, that blonde lady at the beginning? Well, she's been at the station for 19 years. And they're like, hey, I know who that is. That's Trisha Mackey. And so they go and turn on the TV and say, oh,
right.
It's right here, And so, it was going like crazy. Well, they said, let's take it all off YouTube. And they pulled everything down. And then all of a sudden, they started getting slammed with thousands and thousands of emails and letters from people saying, what are you doing? And so they were kind of scared to mess with it.
These
and honestly,
poor old media guys, they just don't know what the hell they're doing.
You know what we should do? We should put it on newspaper pulp and sell it. We should get little boys to walk around going, Nat Extra, Extra, Ben Swan talks about Ron Paul.
How did all of this end up resulting in you cutting away from the business? Did you get canned or did you quit?
No. In fact, it was the opposite. They were really hoping I would stay, trying to keep me there. But I had to look at it and say, look, at this point, there's so much more that we could be doing. And so I'm going to be laying out, one of the things I'm laying out in New Hampshire is kind of the vision here. We want to start out by going out and crowdsourcing and getting started with some of these what we call Ben Swan full disclosure videos that are similar to what we've already done with Reality Check. And if you go to BenSwan.com, there's this slider banner at the top, and you click on that. You can watch one that we've made kind of a preliminary episode about Al-Qaeda in Syria and another one about the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch those and get an idea of kind of the feel and the look we're going for. But the ultimate goal beyond that is to actually at some point launch, and hopefully sooner rather than later with the 2014 elections coming, launch an internet 24/7 internet news network that is a legitimate journalistic endeavor. Legitimate producers, reporters, but then also combining alternative media with it, the user experience that you get from Reddit where you can upvote, downvote, and you have control, but creating something similar to what CNN did with cable 40 years ago and saying this is the new frontier, all these alternative media guys out there, but we don't have, in my opinion, like a real legitimate kind of channel from which people can say, oh, those are liberty ideas in journalism.
Right. Well, this is, the question I have for you, Ben, is that if you, I love the idea of creating the online news network, but are you compromised as a journalist when you believe the ideas of liberty? Because, obviously everybody considers Fox News to be compromised. Everybody considers
right.
MSNBC to be compromised. I don't consider the liberty movement, I consider them to look at all the facts and to attempt to come to a logical conclusion, but not everybody's going to feel that way.
Right. Well, two things on that. Number one, as you guys know, Ron Paul has announced he's going to do his thing, the Ron Paul Channel, which is great. I think more voices is good. But I think that the one difficulty that you run into with that channel is it is a point of view channel. Just as you get that with the Sean Hannity show or Glenn Beck or, as you said, MSNBC or Fox. What makes us different, and I think if you go back and you watch Reality Check and say, okay, so what is this about? We've never been a, hey, you guys need to be part of the liberty movement, or the liberty movement is right. All we're doing is looking
right.
for truth,
you
regardless
haven't.
Of where that truth takes us.
Right. And this is the very difficult position that you have, is that if somebody goes and looks at your work, all you're doing is asking news reporter questions in areas that news reporters generally don't ask questions. You're
right.
doing their frickin' job that they haven't done for decades, if they ever did it. That makes you somehow compromised in so many people's minds, the very fact that you'll ask those questions.
Right, but I also see a lot of people who are either neocons or even progressive liberals who have watched our stuff, and they assume that we are on their side. I have people who look at it and criticize it, but also people who say, hey, you know what, you're right, because again, it goes back to truth and facts. And so you have to separate people out by those who already have a point of view and want it validated. They're not going to like us, but that's okay. there are also people out there who really are seeking truth.
Yeah,
and if you want facts to back up what your you know, point of view is, then I think people will support what we're doing.
That's really the question I have next is, where's the money come from? Because, yes, absolutely, people will watch your channel. If you can get it in front of them as your videos went viral, I think you can. It 100% is the case. But advertisers tend to be kind of like your editors back in Ohio on your old news station. They're like, holy crap, what are they talking about? You're not allowed to do that. You got to get out there and say the Democrats are wrong or the Republicans are wrong. I mean, that's not the way we do it. I'm scared to advertise on your show.
Ben, I want to get a question in here from a listener, Benjamin, a different Ben.
I had a question. He didn't even get to answer it. Where's the money come from?
Sorry.
Well, I think the money will come from a variety of sources. Sponsorships, yes, but and advertisers. But advertisers, while they love to be able to manipulate, you have to realize there's a lot of advertisers out there, and if you have numbers, you're going to find advertisers. There are always going to be advertisers who are going to say, you know what, I'm going to go with that guy because he's got a lot of people listening, and I need to sell a car, or I need to sell this food, or I need this, whatever it is, I got to sell some toothpaste. And so I'm going to go over there because some of them may even like it. Some of them may say, hey, you know what, I don't like what Fox is doing, or I don't like what CNN and MSNBC are doing. I actually agree with what you're doing here in giving people truth, and we want to attach our brand to a truth-seeking brand.
All right, so quick question from a different Ben. This one's in California. He asks, where did you think you would be today 5 years ago, and where do you think you'd be 5 years from now? And you've got less than a minute to answer it.
Okay, so 5 years ago, I was hoping to work for Fox News.
I wanted to be the sales guy. I was a sales guy on the Rush Limbaugh staff about 10 years ago.
There you go. 5 years from now, I want to be in a network that is making Fox News and CNN sweat every single day. I want to be running a network that is the future of journalism in America, and I think that we can do that with what we're trying to build here.
You know, that's really optimistic, Ben, to think that CNN and Fox will be around in 5 years.
It's a great vision. It's a great vision. You've got to have a big vision, and I'm glad that you're going to be coming up to New Hampshire in about 10 days to talk more about it. Folks can go to BenSwanWith2Ns.com, and then over on the right, live event. Is that where folks should click to learn more about your Truth in Media launch event?
Yes, that's right. You can click there. And then also up above that, just real quick, we're still collecting contributions from people via PayPal, so you can click above that, and you can contribute to this. $5, $10, whatever it is, help us to get this thing funded. We're going to make episodes with that money.
Ben, I hope we can talk to you again in the future. I think it's been great having you on Free Talk Live tonight.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on, and I won't be able to see you when you're in New Hampshire because it's Friday night. I'm working at the same time you're going to be here, but Mark's got a night off. I don't know. Maybe he'll take a trip up there, but either way, if you get down to Keene, we'd love to have you in our studio someday.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Ben. Have a great night. That's Ben Swan. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments at 855 453. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPrepares.com.